Everybody's podcast where we talk about anime. I'm Rick.
I'm Cal.
Today's a freestyle. You got the floor, bro.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about I want to talk about Promised Neverland, and I know it's not a. I just put a disclaimer out there. It's not an action packed anime like a lot of the ones we talked about. It's not going to be like a Jujutsu Kaisen or Naruto or Dragon Ball Z, but it's amazing. Like it was a really great anime that I actually did not even expect to like.
The only reason I think it's written by a woman too. You know, when women write manga, it just tends to be just a little bit better.
Yeah,
that's why I'm saying Jujutsu Kaisen is written by a woman. But
yeah, and I think women particularly they write well other women and children really well.
So
well. Promise Neverland was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great story in terms of an anime that I actually did not think that I would like at all.
Why not? You like Death Note. Someone read Death Note and got inspired to write something in the sense like intellectual battle.
Like me, again, I judge animes by their cover. Like I literally would look at a cover art of an anime and be like, yeah, I'm not watching this shit.
That's fair. That's fair.
So that's why I need people like you and Khadija to get me to guide me down the right path.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I look at some, when I saw Promised Neverland, I was like, okay, it's just a story about children and doesn't seem to be any violence here. So
there's
I'm moving on. And then I watched season one and I was like, wow. I was like, this is like, it's an amazing like thriller type slash like psychological anime.
Yeah. I just want to say the music was also like tremendous.
Amazing. Like everything about that show, if you watch season one, is like, it's a masterpiece to the point where it makes you think that this is going to be like, if I'm thinking about
this potential, like A+ tier.
Yeah. I honestly was thinking it's going to be S tier. Like I love that show. I mean, that's personal opinion.
That's fair.
But like that, like I loved that show. Like I loved every minute of that show, and the reason that, it just hit on every sound. Like I love the characters, I love the story, I love the narrative. Like the only person I knew for sure in that show that wasn't gonna be part of it. So it's like basically the main character. Everyone else, like I have no idea what's going on, and mm-hmm. I loved it.
Even then, they cut off her ear.
bro,
that shit was crazy to me. I was like, oh shit, they going through stuff, bro. Like who broke their leg? Someone broke their leg, right?
The mom.
The mom.
She broke her leg.
She
was like, oh no, no. I said, he's like, she was like ready. They were ready to fight. He's like, all right, come on, guys, can we just calm this down? He's like, 1 second. And all you just see out the screen, crunch.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah. So I broke your leg. Just chill there for a second. Mm-hmm. What?
Crazy. Also, I'll say this on the record. Isabel is a baddie. You know. Come on.
Like, come. Oh no, no. Todd, she. It's hard because she's so. She's literally bad. But
she's literally bad, but you know
she's also bad, bro.
She can get it.
Oh man. Like it was definitely one of my like Grant, Promised Neverland, favorite anime of last year, hands down. Like
last year, I think it's 2018. 2019.
Well, I'm saying, oh yeah, probably 2019.
You watched it last year.
Though. I watched it last year. So it was my favorite anime of last year. Like, and I'm putting that on and I'm including Attack on Titan and Jujutsu Kaisen in this year. So Promised Neverland, favorite anime of last year, hands down. Mm-hmm. Higher than My Hero Academia. Oh, like all of them. Like just it's just not even close.
Right. So like what's your concern? Why you want to talk about it, bro? Talk to me. Yeah. This is a safe space.
So they basically destroyed season two. And I haven't watched the whole thing. I was waiting for it to finish. Mm-hmm. And I was going to get into it. And then, you know, it's not like Promised Neverland is not a super popular anime. So when I saw it trending on Twitter, I was like, oh, okay. People like they come into light, they seeing it. And then I'm just seeing fans horrified at season two. And I said, horrified. what do you mean horrified? And then I double checked, and you know, I checked in with my manga readers, because that's when I trust them. I was like, hey, do I have to keep going, or do I have to just make the rest of it non-canon? And it's like, okay, they get away, and that's the, and then and that,
the
that,
non-canonization of Calvin. That's the like, book you write.
Because like I'm quick, like if I don't see it, it's not canon. It ended. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like for a while, Bleach ended where the anime stopped. Like it wasn't canon. Like that wasn't, it wasn't canon until I read it.
Wow.
And we all know Death Note, and we all know Death Note season one is the only canon episode. Is
I'm not gonna season. I'm not gonna, I could, but today's not the day I fight you on this. I'll let it rock for today, but you know, everyone knows my stance on this. Just finish the fucking show, Calvin.
Just honestly, just I watched it.
I know you watched it.
I watched it like how I watch GT. But and then, like I watched it just because I like
that. I'm gonna call that part Death Note GT too. Like, honestly, if I'm keeping it a bug with you, I'm not like regarding Death Note. Like, I understand 1,000% why you feel that way, because that ending, the way it went down, that was not the L way to. That's not how L would have done it, you know. And if L did it like his way, I think you'd have no qualms with like Light losing if it was L.
Yeah.
Right?
Just, yeah. And it hurt me. It's not just that Light lost. It is the way it lost. But I'm digressing.
Mm.
This one, like this next season, the reason Promised Neverland, apparently I usually complain about them pacing the animes too slow.
Mm.
But honestly, I will never complain about it again as long as they choose to never do this. They literally took basically the entire rest of the manga that, from what I understand, would probably span at the pace that they were going with season one, 3 or 4 seasons, and mm-hmm. crammed the entirety of it into season two. Like, and then like they were just skipping.
It's like a 13 episode season, right?
Yeah. And like they're skimping large chunks of narrative. I guess a similar idea would be like God of High School, but they crammed more.
The thing about God of High School, you like
that's the thing. God of High School is a fighting. It's a combat anime. So at the end of the day, if you include all the major fights and you include the key plots, like that's a
could be fine.
You still got a good story. This is not that anime. There's no big fight that you're looking at as like the plot. Like that's the whole point. It killed the show. And I wouldn't be as pissed off if season one wasn't so good. Like,
is it the same studio?
I don't know.
Like, because sometimes, you know, when animes get like passed off from like studio to studio, like, I'm not saying like One Punch Man would have been better if like Madhouse did it still, but you know.
But how much power do they have does the studio have in terms of animation versus the narrative length of the
anime. Studio is responsible for, you know, animating it. They're responsible for writing, the screenplay, getting director, like supervisor. A lot of times you'll see that the mangaka don't have a lot of say in what happens in the anime. You know?
Okay. Because I was like, if you're really gonna fuck it up like this, like, because it was on Funimation, right?
That's just a dubbing thing. That's not even like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. So like that's like, so I'm like, I don't know who's in charge of it. I don't know. I hope to God it's not Bones or someone like that. Because I like Bones.
I don't think it was Bones. If it was Bones, I would have known.
Like, it's just like, I don't know what they did. I don't know why. I just want to understand why. Is it just because they didn't have enough money? Like
I wish I could tell you that.
If it's possible that it just wasn't popular enough, I would have been happy if they just canceled the shit. Just cancel it. Don't put this out. Because it's like, it's not like they can just fix it. Now they have to, if they want to retcon, they have to retcon from scratch.
No, you just gotta start from the beginning, have like a whole just like and just start from the beginning again.
It's just so fresh. Season one was so good. I mean, Ricky, you saw it. It was so good. And
I will say, I don't say this about a lot of shows, but it was immaculate.
It really brought light, like it brought me so much joy watching that, just because it was just so low key and I knew nothing about it. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I watched it and I was just like, wow. I'm like, wow.
I feel like you know, that happens mostly like when things, they catch you by surprise, like you and Haikyuu, like it was very popular, but you just didn't know about it. So I was like, you know, I give like the high praise for you, yeah. Like, you know, see it on your own terms. You know?
Yeah, so. But the thing is, I don't even think Promised Neverland is like a popular mainstream anime.
I think it was very popular.
Oh, was it?
Okay. I think I think it was like you could run up for like anime of the year, or maybe a one anime of the year for like 2018 or something like that. It was very popular when it was like airing.
It's never winning it again.
It's never winning. I mean, no, it came on the same as Jujutsu Kaisen Attack on Titan final season. So
like, I don't understand, why would you choose this year to give you a week of shit?
No, like I was talking to my, and Steph brought this up too, like, you know, mm-hmm. My Hero's coming out at the right time, right as Jujutsu Kaisen's over.
Oh yeah, I heard this. I heard it right now. This next season's gonna be fire though.
Okay, it's good. It's gonna be good. I like My Hero, so it's just like, you know, I can't talk about like be excited about My Hero when I'm talking about Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, problem with My Hero, it started from too high of heights.
It did. It's not like it falls. It's just like, you know, you realize there's things higher than that still.
Yeah. And I feel like because at the time it was kind of all we had, especially around the time it was coming up, where
it came at Naruto was gone. Attack on Titan was like
longest hiatus
in the world. Like
we don't even know if another season was coming.
We needed something fresh and like, you know, shonen. And it capitalized on that.
And it was there for us when we
needed it. And it's just like stereotypical battle type shonen, not like, you know, because there's other shonen things, like whether it's a sports anime, whether it's just like, you know,
right,
slice of life type, or comedies, because comedies are happening.
Right. It's just like, hey, there's some nice violence, fresh new violence. You could stop rewatching your Rock Lee clips.
Yeah. Violence, and this is like, oh, we're the same violence that, like, you know, from Fullmetal Alchemist. So it's like,
yeah,
the studio has a lot of clout, so of course I'm gonna attach myself to that.
Yeah,
and I think it's the same studio as I know Soul Eater too, but I think maybe Blue Exorcist.
Oh, is it?
I want to say Bones did Blue Exorcist. Yeah. I mean, I could Google and find out, but I don't care enough to fact check. Yeah. So,
but back on the topic of disappointing season twos, beginning.
I don't think it's done, but. Thank you for saying that, bro. Because I was like, number one, like, I know season one wasn't great, but it was fun. And it was like, what it was setting up seems like really cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, season one rewatchability was super high because like, you finish the show, now you understand why things happen and everything like that, right?
Yeah. Also, it's a heavy watch. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's a very heavy watch, you know?
It's hard to binge. So,
yeah, it's like three episodes at a time.
I really wanted you to kind of get into it before I really invested pulling through that.
Mm-hmm. So you let me finish first.
I just wanted you to get somewhat into it. I didn't think you would finish the whole thing.
It was only like six. I think there's gonna be like a season 2B coming out in like 3 months or something like that. You know, Netflix tends to do that.
Yeah.
But regardless, season 2 broke my heart. Cause I feel like did you start watching any part of season 2?
I literally as I was turning on episode 1, you texted me, say, yeah, it's trash. I said, okay.
So you stopped. All right. So I'm like, well, like I noticed there's like a dip in animation quality. One thing, if anything, was like a super strong suit for Beat the Beginning season 1, the animation was great.
Fire,
production top tier. Top tier. Like the fight choreography was mad cool. And it just got like really lazy. The colors were weird. I just didn't care for it. You know, I don't even want to talk about it anymore because, like, I don't know what to say. Especially since you didn't watch it. But, like, I don't blame you for not watching it because it's really, like, maybe, like, the next few episodes when it comes out in, like, well, however many months, kind of make it, like, a C tier. So I would say, like, season 1, Beat Beginning, is C, mm-hmm. is a C show, right? Mm-hmm. How would you rate it?
I would maybe give it a C+. The only reason I'm keeping it in the C range is just because there were a lot of things in the plot where I don't know if it was meant to be intentionally ambiguous or they just
confusing just to be confusing, I feel.
Yeah, because I don't know if the is there manga source material or is it an anime original?
I think it's anime original.
Okay, because I feel like it just felt like one of those things that was adapted from the manga and they just cut out a lot of things. That's what it felt like when you were watching it. A lot of it came together at the end, but then it's just like, I don't know how much of that was just, there's certain things in the show that you don't need to know, that it was just trying to say, hey, we're starting the story from here. Or it's just like, oh, we're going to bring you back in later. Like, it just, I didn't feel like, I felt like I was always missing something.
Yeah, no. And then like you rewatch it and then you say, that's where the holes kind of come in. Like those guys in the beginning attacking the girl. Mm-hmm. And like why he's killing like the Reggies and everything like that. Mm-hmm. It filled in the holes like really good on like on the second time you watch it. It's like I was like, oh, this was like much better than like the first watch. And now, like, the first watch was like entertaining in the sense like, you know, animation will get you very far, as we know with like One Punch Man
and Fate.
You know, animation can get you super far, and especially like with me, you know. No, mm-hmm. I won't deny that. And so I got to season one, enjoyed it. Watch it again, enjoyed it even more because like now I understand it a little bit better. And so going into season two, seeing that immediate dip in quality broke my heart. I was like, all right, what am I gonna watch the show for if it doesn't even look good?
I'm really glad that you texted me because I was about to rewatch season one too, just because
I know it was like, but go from again, like, nah, the show wasn't that good for me to rewatch season one again just to watch season two. I was watching episode one, and I was just like, you know, like, let me just get into the shit. I remember what happened. It's not like the show, like, I need to know every little thing. Yeah. But damn, just, that was, like, super disappointment. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was willing to just, like, I don't even want to bring this shit up.
Yeah, I know. You were hype about that shit, too.
I was hype. You know, I like my popcorn shows, you know? Like, not my, like, high-dimensional popcorn, just, like, you know, maybe there's some salt on it.
I feel that, you know, maybe some
white cheddar is too good.
Yeah. White cheddar is delicious.
I'm not even a popcorn fan, but I'll fuck up some white cheddar with a smart food,
whatever. Yeah, that is delicious.
I'll fuck it up. I can't do that. Yeah, this is not an ad, we just, you know, that's good food.
Yeah, it don't even matter what brand it is, just would you get some white cheddar on
that, like, white cheddar on your popcorn is pretty toxic.
That shit good.
I feel like, I know it's an anime podcast, but fuck it, let's talk about white cheddar popcorn real quick. The texture is very different. It's
flaky
almost.
It's kind of chalky,
but yeah, the chalky, there's a powderiness to it.
But it doesn't bother you.
Not at all. And it's like, there's no like popcorn then, gunk you get in your teeth. You don't get the kernel, like, on your teeth.
When like the powder is like dissolving, it just blasts you with waves of umami.
You're right. What do you want to, what do you drink with it to like really optimize your whole white cheddar popcorn experience?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm boring right now, so I drink water.
But, water hits pretty hard.
But before, I used to get, if you get like a punchy, I know it's weird, but like a punchy fruit juice with it.
Like a high C?
Yes. Back in the day, it was a high C. Yeah. But like a Tropicana fruit punch or like those hit.
Oh, really, like the Twisters.
Yeah, like those, yeah. Those hit.
The poor people like, drinks.
Like, I want you to know, and when I say like a really punchy, like, I want you to like something that's like really dyed, like a,
no, I know,
like
exactly
a, like a Hawaiian punch type.
Yeah, of thing. Like just Hawaiian something. Punch, like maybe like you're like I don't drink Kool-Aid, but like Kool-Aid,
yeah,
like something, a homemade Kool-Aid maybe, or Kool-Aid jammer. Kool-Aid jammer with the purple one.
Yeah,
Kool-Aid jammer, the purple Kool-Aid jammer with some white cheddar popcorn, that would definitely hit. I can't eat that today because like that's like a diabetic shock, but
yeah. You know, bro, I cannot drink Hawaiian Punch. It is so disgusting to me now. And I used to love
it. No, it's always been disgusting, to be honest. But, you know, when there's alcohol involved, I'll down it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, one day, like, I just tasted a Hawaiian Punch. And I was like, how could I ever let this into my body? Pause.
Back to anime. Back to anime.
But what I'm debating now is to watch or not to watch the season two. Because I feel like if I watch it, I'm gonna ruin the story in terms of the in terms of finding out the plot, but then not get a good
story. It's not even worth it, bro. I'm sorry.
Like, it's to the point where I'm like, I was anticipating it so much to the point where I'm considering adding it to my read list.
Oh, are you talking about Promised Neverland?
Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't tell me that. I'm still thinking about Be the Beginning. I was just like, it's not even worth it. You know, you should definitely read it.
Nah, yeah. After that text you sent me from Be the Beginning, let me see. Let me get the exact text. Because literally, as soon as I got that text, I literally was just like, yeah. And I was like, okay. Hey, and I cut that down.
Sometimes I'll like, because you know me, I'll push through a show just so I can say, like, it's trash. Like, with Sword Art Online. Like, I'll watch all of Sword Art Online, which, you know, I like the action choreography and stuff. I don't watch the last season because I really don't care about it anymore. It's just the story is just not good enough. Mm-hmm. But like, the action is really cool, so I don't know. But it's just like the show is not, it's not that great.
Yeah. Anime. Speaking of anime that I surprisingly binged through, ReZero.
ReZero? I didn't watch. You watched season 2? You finished
one it? And two. Just finished it today.
You have the floor again because I only watched season 1 when it came out. Like, I tried watching season 2. I'm just like, damn, this shit's long. These are not easy episodes to watch.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I don't know, for some reason I just got committed to the, main character. I mean, granted, I hate the main character.
I remember telling you. I think it was episode 1 or episode 2. I think it was when we were tearing it. We're talking about like ReZero. Oh, it's easy, like a B plus show, right?
Yeah. And
like, he's a hard character. The characters are really hard to like.
Yeah. And what was crazy to me is that it got me in a way that I didn't expect. Like, my way, like, I thought it was going to be a traditional shonen. So, like, I'm watching the show waiting for the main character to level up. Like, that's the whole thing we're watching the show. Like, I'm waiting for him to do something lit and level up. And it's literally, it's not until I get, like, almost done with season 1. And I'm like, is this show just about him being fucking lame and getting other people to help him and him just persevering through his lameness? I was like, is that what this is? I was like, but then at that point, I was like, I kind of like the show.
You can see it as like a subversion of the Shonen Jump trope, where like you get other people to make yourself stronger, or as versus, you know, he just stayed weak the whole time.
Because like,
I just want to say it's smart.
And I was like, I was sitting there and I was like, yo, I'd somehow, through all this waiting and me hating this character, like, I'm committed to seeing him follow through on this. And I just really liked, like, I don't know, like, I really liked it. Like, I was just, I enjoyed it. Like, it was nice. It was nice to watch. And I feel like because a lot of other shows have dwindled out, like, Dr. Stone is gone, Jujutsu Kaisen's gone, Black Clover is gone.
Did you watch Dr. Stone at all, like, for the Stone Wars?
Yes. Yeah, it just ended.
I'll talk about Dr. Stone. Finish it then, but I want to say my
thoughts about Dr. Stone. Like those are done, like, so it's literally the only thing left, like, so I just started watching it, and so, like, I just, the extra time that I usually allot for the other animes, like, every time another anime dropped, I added another episode of ReZero to kind of fill the gap, and then I ended up finishing it. I was just like, it's actually, like, again, I hate the main character, but I like the show.
Yeah, I didn't watch season 2, but I can tell you that Ramen's best girl. He does not deserve her. I don't even need to see season 2 because I know he still won't deserve her. What's his name? The Reinhardt.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga's cool. Yeah, that's all I have to say about it.
I watched season 1
4 years ago.
So no, like, one thing that I really like about, like, it's a great world. Like, I don't know whoever built the world, like, they did a great job.
Oh, yes, it is a very good world in terms of, like, magic and, like,
religion,
everything.
It's like actually so crazy because they leave out just enough to keep you hooked, to keep learning, but they give you enough that it makes sense. And they keep putting things together and piecing it together. And they just, like, I don't think I've ever really liked a show this much while disliking the main character so much.
That was my whole experience when watching season 1. I was just like he keeps making the wrong choice and not really learning from it. But through, like, circumstance,
he has unlimited chances.
He has unlimited chance, and through the circumstances, like he's also pretty lucky. because sometimes the right person would just be there for him. Not also, like he even sought them out. Like, they're just there in the situation and it works out.
Also, is it luck? Because if I had multiple lives, so eventually someone would come up for me too. Let's say it's a 1 in 20 shot. If you got 20 if you got 20 shots.
You know, I'm going to give you some homework. All right, it's a super violent show.
Okay.
It's really not good. I'll give this like maybe D plus C minus grade. But you know, super violent. It's called Junie Tyson or like Zodiac Wars. It's definitely on like Verve. 12 episodes. Give it a shot. Let me know what you think. We'll talk about it. I'm not going to rewatch it because of, but like, let me know what you think, because you would definitely like the violence in the show and like the powers and shit like that.
Okay. I'm in.
Love to hear it. But like, I want to talk about like Dr. Stone real quick, because I like season one so much that it came out in the same summer as Fire Force, and I think there was like a My Hero season at the same time.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And Dr. Stone was my favorite show between those three.
Yeah. How did I not know you like Dr. Stone this much? I love Dr. Stone.
Love Dr. Stone. It's so good. I didn't watch season two because I started reading it. And it's just thinking like, the appeal of Dr. Stone is not really knowing what the next dimension is. So if you read it, I imagine it's really hard to get into like the anime. Because it's not one of those things like, oh, I can't wait to see this shit animated. Because it's like, what's so very special?
Very, very good point.
Yeah. And so like, I started like doing my own journey. Like I read like mad chapters afterwards. Like I'm past Stone Wars and like, I'm very deep. I'm probably might be up to like, what is it? If there was like doing more seasons, maybe like a season four. That's how far I went into it. And I was just like, only take this concept so far.
Did they cross the ocean already?
Cross the ocean? No, they crossed the ocean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I stopped reading because I was just like not that interested anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was worried about Dr. Stone, is that it feels like one of those animes that is going to go on for a while and it might end up like a One Piece. And I didn't just think about that because they started to cross the ocean in a ship. But it just felt like after a certain point, like...
Yeah, the whole invention, reinvention of stuff is just like, yeah, all right, the gimmick is kind of done for me personally. Yeah,
like it's hard. I feel like it would just be really difficult to keep building tension past this point. Mm-hmm. But granted, I'm not like a manga, so like someone could think about something and sort, but like, it's just
Is still there. It's just I don't care for it. It doesn't, it's just like I don't like, there's definitely like consequence and everything like that, but like I legitimately don't care for it anymore, because you know, you keep kind of doing the same thing. All right, I make this new invention, I break more people from the stone curse, rinse and repeat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just like a lot, like, and I was like reading it, I was also reading this the same time I was reading on Food Wars, so I like, and Food Wars does, it's like kind of the same thing, like new food, new characters, whatever, rinse repeat. But you know, because it doesn't take itself so seriously, or I guess it wasn't as hyped as the show, it's like, you know, you're able to carry on through it and like not be pressed by like Food Wars impressing you with, you know, how good it is, because it's okay at the end of the day.
If we're speaking also, if we're speaking on disappointing seasons, last season,
Food Wars?
Wars, yeah.
I didn't watch it because I read it. I said, like, you know.
Yeah.
Do you really want to talk about it?
No.
I'm done on Dr. Stone. This is, that's okay. It's like, good, but it's like, you know, I don't care.
Yeah. Anymore. I was like, yeah, if we on the trend of disappointing final seasons, Food Wars, put it in there. And obviously Tokyo Ghoul, but we've talked about that already.
Oh yeah.
And Bleach. Again, we still like Bleach, but come on, we all know.
Let's take that back. the ending wasn't great, but would the 1,000-year blood war arc really disappointing to you?
No, I take that back. It had a lot of stuff that I wanted. Yeah. Quite
it
frankly, didn't
end well, but I thought it was still a good arc, you know, in terms of Bleach.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. It would. I'm not gonna put it on the level of A Promised Neverland or Be the Beginning or something like that. Just
and the worst part about Be the Beginning is there's gonna be more episodes, and I'm gonna watch it, and I'm just gonna hate watching it.
you're just so invested at that point. You're just like, damn.
Yeah, no, that's me. Like that's why I watch like so many seasons of Fairy Tail, Sword Art Online, Tokyo
Ghoul. Here's the thing about Fairy Tail though. Fairy Tail, it just I still I can't say I honestly can't say I did not enjoy my watching experience.
Oh no, of Fairy Tail. I absolutely enjoyed my watching Fairy Tail, but is it good? No.
Yeah, but like it just
I love Fairy Tail. You know we'll talk about Fairy Tail. I feel like we talk about Fairy Tail at least every two to three episodes.
And that's just a testament to it may not be like a perfect narrative, but it got a solid it factor.
Yeah. Are you gonna watch Eden Zero? What's that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So Eden Zero is it's from the guy who made Fairy Tail. He also had do you remember Grave Master?
Yes.
Grave Master and Fairy Tail have the same mangaka.
Right. I know that.
Yeah, and so because all the characters are the same. All right. So he has another show. It's like a sci-fi manga, and like the main character looks like, huh? Oh, you're looking it up? Yeah, she was Lucy just like and happy. Lucy, and there is a Natsu? Happy, not no. It's like Natsu and Gray's love child. Or if you look at Musica from Grave Master, it looks like Musica, but like his long hair makes him look like Acnologia. This guy has horrible character design on like a Fate scale.
Jesus,
right? It's as bad as Fate, like in originality.
Oh, I see the long hair one. Because the one I saw, I was looking at the cover where he has short hair.
Yeah, he looks like a Natsu and Gray's love child, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, come on. But like, I hear, like, I've read a few chapters. It was like interesting enough, but at the same time, it's like,
oh, they're animating it. Fairy
Tail. Yeah, it's going to be on Netflix.
Oh.
Or like, if you know, you find your third party site, I'm sure you could find one that's ready.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna wait till it's on Netflix though. But it's just like I'm gonna watch it because you know Fairy Tail and Grave Master. I really like Grave Master. That was one of those things I never watched as a kid.
I never finished Grave Master.
I'll tell you though, it also didn't finish either. It got canceled.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and so because it got canceled in Japan, they stopped like buying episodes for America. But yeah, I like Grave Master. Cool powers. Also, one cool thing about Fairy Tail, they brought back like the Decaforce sword, and like Urza used it in like that. Was it Adelos? Adelos Urza used it in the form of the spear.
Yeah.
Which is like, all right, you know, you hold up. Also, what's his name? Panther Lily has a sword, the Buster Marm.
Yeah.
It's a blacksmith by Musica. You can see like the music note. So it's like, Fairy Tail and Grave Master, maybe the same world.
Yeah, I was thinking Grave Master was definitely on my list of
come back to.
I wouldn't say obscure, but like, one sec. But like side animes from my youth that I wanted to come back to.
I don't even think I'm gonna edit that out.
Like Grave Master was on that list.
Zatch Bell, right?
Zatch Bell, high on the list, especially after you and Steph were talking about it.
Yeah,
very Zatch high Bell's on. Great, bro. It finishes in the anime, right?
No, it doesn't. You have to read the manga. Oh, God. It's worth it. Believe me, it's worth it. I promise you.
Okay, I'll put it on my read list. I'll have to Zatch put it. I'll put it next to Soul Eater then.
B plus tier, Zatch Bell.
Okay. And I know you said Soul Eater manga is S tier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a very personal S tier. I understand other people won't like it, but you like Fire Horse a lot. So, of course, you'll like Soul Eater.
Okay, so I'll put it on the A tier. Mm-hmm. I'll put it on the A tier.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, I like Fire Force a lot. What I'm getting worried about is I'm getting I'm not getting as excited. Like, I remember towards, like, it's good. Like, it's a good show. It's a solid narrative. Like, I like it. Yeah. But I feel like after next season, I'm going to be bored of it.
That's fair, maybe. The thing is, it's going to, like, do weird stuff where I feel like it's going to cap out at, like, a B plus at best.
Yeah. I don't see it. Yeah. A is probably. It? Yeah. Okay. I was like, A is the highest heights I could see it reaching right now.
I don't see that happening.
I don't, but I really enjoy it.
It's still fun, you know.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy about this year of like having Attack on Titan and Jujutsu Kaisen is that it kind of
set the bar.
I don't even think in an unfair way. I feel like it reset the bar. I feel like after the loss of Naruto,
in terms of Dragon Ball Z,
mm-hmm. like in my head, like it was like Fire Force and even Demon Slayer was really high on my list because mm-hmm. I really liked it. And it's just after these come out, like it just reminded you what it feels like. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when you're like fucking, like you are fucking chomping at the bits for this fucking Friday to come so you get this episode mm-hmm. or fucking Sunday to come so you get this Attack on Titan.
Honestly, like today's we're recording Friday, there was no episode of Jujutsu Kaisen today. I was like, damn,
what am I doing today?
Well, what am I doing today? And you know, I just carried on.
That's what I'm saying. Like I was like, I guess I'll watch ReZero, I guess.
I guess. No, that's, you know, that's fair. I'm gonna like get in. You still watch Boruto, right?
Oh yeah, I've gotten back into Boruto.
I heard like, you know, we have a friend who keeps Kenny. He was in the Emergency Pod, if you guys remember. He keeps saying y'all should be watching Boruto, but you know, Boruto is not gonna happen. It's just not gonna happen. What about you, bro? Are you gonna get into it? Are you really gonna get into it?
No, I'm back on Boruto. I'm caught up. Like that's one of my things. Look, there's one thing about Boruto. The one upside is that because of its history, it got a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. So they pumping out a new episode every week, consistently, mm-hmm. yeah, consecutively.
Yeah, no days off.
Yeah, so it's not a seasonal. It's just all year round. Right. And they're doing it much better than Naruto in terms of no filler. Well, no technical filler, I guess.
Right.
Like, it's going to be filler in the sense that it's not in
the manga,
but no technical filler.
Have you been watching Digimon? Literally the last episode I watched was when we recorded that pod.
That's another one. Completely fell off Digimon. I don't know what it is. It's just no longer interesting to me.
Yeah, and that's crazy. Did
the nostalgia just wear off? Like, I don't know what happened.
And
the last episode the last episode I saw was fire too.
Like, I know.
They came out with a second War Greymon.
I watched it with you.
Like they came out with they came out with another War Greymon. What the fuck?
I didn't watch that. You went for it.
I went for it because I'm looking at the episode. And
did you see Anjou Woman?
Yeah. And then just, bro, I just don't like. And then like I'm like, I don't know. I felt myself like fighting to watch the episode because I was like, I should like this. Mm-hmm. Cause it seems like it's good. Like I don't know what it is. Like it's just the nostalgia just completely wore off for me. I don't know what it was, but I'm just not it. Like I've just completely fallen off. I can't say it's bad because I cannot put my finger on why I don't want to watch anymore.
Right. What about Yashahime? Are you still watching that?
I honestly forgot it existed.
That's how I feel about Inuyasha. And then people say, "Oh, that's my favorite anime." I'm like, "Oh, word."
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I completely forgot that show existed. Thank you for even reminding me.
You're not gonna watch it. You're not.
I might try. I'm gonna try. Why? I'm gonna try. Why? One episode.
No. I'm gonna give it to you not to, because you don't care at the end of the day. You don't. Yeah. You're watching it for the sake of, like, you know, I kind of like Inuyasha enough that I might keep up. No, do yourself a favor and just, you know, watch some other shit you might care about more.
I agree with you.
100%. That was mean, but you know, fuck it.
No. I honestly, yeah, I could use that time. I have better uses for that time.
You have better uses of that time.
Honestly, I think
of a show, like, I don't know why people care so much about, to be honest. You know, honestly, people hate me again. Not again. I don't know if I said it this. I might have said it this episode.
Well, I feel like
email us at the OG Fanboys or Twitter, Instagram. Hit us. I don't care. I want the smoke.
Now, Inuyasha was one of my first grown-up animes, which was I liked it. Like Inuyasha, Yu Yu Hakusho, and Full Metal Alchemist, that Adult Swim lineup.
You say grown-up, it was just an Adult Swim. It wasn't a grown-up show.
But in my head, it was grown-up.
Okay, that's fair. I'll give you that much.
In my head, it was grown-up. It was mm-hmm. like, I mean, Yu Yu Hakusho is not really any more adult than fucking, I guess, Naruto. But actually, it does because it has more of an air of seriousness. But if you think about, like, whenever I think about Yu Yu Hakusho, Inuyasha, and Fullmetal Alchemist, like, they just all kind of bundled together in my head. It's just, there's only two of those shows that I would ever rewatch. But I liked Inuyasha for the most part. Like, I can't say I didn't enjoy it. Like, I was at least invested enough to watch the second half when I found out there was a sequel. So,
mm-hmm. All
right. There's that much. But you're right. I'm probably not going to rewatch that second show.
I'll tell you what to watch.
I'm not gonna lie. That Zodiac show just jumped to the top of the queue just because I like the poster.
Oh, yeah. No, it's you'll be entertained. I promise you that. But it is not good.
Hey.
It might even get an F, to be honest.
It don't even matter to me, bro.
Like, I know it don't. You just need the violence, right? I promise you violence.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like there's a lot of CGI, because CGI really turns me off.
Oh no, there's definitely CGI, and it's gonna turn you off. But
is it like a lot?
It's not all. Just give it a chance and see how you feel about it.
Let me watch it, because Garo was a show that I really liked, and just the. I think it was which Garo. The original Garo was fine.
It was heavy CGI, bro.
There was another Garo that was just so much that I couldn't get through it.
Which one?
It was like futuristic. The guy had a motorcycle.
Oh, where actually I like that one a lot.
I really like the original
Garo is the best one. Garo the animation is the best.
Yeah.
What was that?
Sorry, I looked at the trailer because I wanted to see how much CGI I would be expecting.
All right, so I watched that. I had another one. It was just in front of me, and I scrolled past it, unfortunately, because I'm a dumbass. Oh, like, if you like Promised Neverland, this is another show about kids, but it's very, very dark. It's actually a seinen.
Darker than Promised Neverland?
Yes.
What the fuck?
It's called Made in Abyss. There is a dub on Hi-Dive, or whatever. It is very good. I think Tamal is actually like in love with the story. Yeah, so give Made in Abyss. It's really good.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'll definitely watch that. I'm going to put that in the Zodiac thing on the list. If the CGI bothers me too much on the Zodiac, I'm going to switch to Made in Abyss.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. The violence just might keep you, I'll tell you that much.
And you know how much I love a good violence.
I know you like good violence, bro.
I love when you got some violence in the show, man. Bro.
I know. It's me, bro. I know. Like, honestly, violence goes a long way in a show. For me, it's just like, what's the point of this? Tell me, why am I watching this violence? And that's what happened with Junie Tyson.
I'm telling you,
I finished it, and yeah. I was like, oh yeah, okay.
Yeah. Like, and an example of how violence goes a long way, I watched all of Baki. So,
oh yeah, Baki is not bad though. It's just, you know, if you don't like violence, there's no point in watching the show.
That's
100%. Or Kengan Ashura. Oh no, you didn't like it because the CG killed you, right?
It was too much. It was too much.
I was fucking with it.
I got really far into it though. I think I honestly almost finished it.
See, I almost finished it, but I just stopped watching because, you know, at the end of the day, it's just okay. And like, I don't care.
Yeah. Like I got so close to finishing it. And I don't know. One day I just like, I'm not doing this anymore. I don't know what happened. I think something better just came out. Like, usually when I start these binge watches,
something better always comes out. Or I just rewatch something that was better anyway.
Yeah. Like, usually on these binge watches, like, they just catch me in a moment of weakness. And I decide to just, I was like, oh, I don't know, I'm going to give this a gander. And then 12 episodes later.
I have a question. Is your moment of weakness around, like, let's say it's your day off?
Yeah.
Like 2 p.m.
Yeah, it's like especially they've been getting me, especially work from home, because it's not like, oh, it's like I'm off, and it's like it's a slow day at work. It's a slow day at work. I just lay in bed and I throw something on, and then because I usually don't even watch anime on the weekdays.
Right.
So it's like, oh, I lay in bed, I throw something on, and I was like, all right, let me do an episode, and then just fucking 12 episodes later, I was like, oh shit, what happened just now?
I usually want to do this like in the background, but like, let's talk about, because you know, I want to do the Naruto pod.
Uh-huh.
Right. we're not doing the Naruto plot now, obviously, because we're like midway through another episode.
Yeah, we're gonna need a syllabus for the Naruto plot.
Yeah, so this is what I have, and like, you know, people reach out to me, you know, at the OG Fanboys on Instagram and Twitter, and or email us OG Fanboy. It's OG Fanboy, like the only one at gmail.com. So OJIFANBOY@gmail.com. So this is my plan. You know, we talk about each arc. Mm-hmm. You know, the first series might be like, so like the first part just Naruto, mm-hmm. like probably be like three different pod episodes. You know, we talk about like each arc, and like the characters introduced and why they're cool and everything like that, mm-hmm. and like Shippuden, like that. Like we just worked off that, like, you know, probably like 2 to 3 arcs per episode, and like it won't be like, I don't release like every week as a Naruto pod, because like that can be like, all right, no one cares about Naruto that much besides us, even though a lot of people do care about Naruto.
Which is like, that's what I'm like, saying.
Maybe like we'll release it in like once every 3 episodes or something like that. And then like by the end of like however long it takes, this is like the Naruto pod series. Instead of like one Naruto, big Naruto pod, just like a Naruto pod series. Well, maybe we bring a guest and talk about it or not. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. And I think, yeah, like I think just having, breaking it up into pieces, and maybe we have one like or two in-depth Naruto pods, mm-hmm. and then we break it up, and then maybe just like when we fill in like a lull instead of a freestyle, we just say, hey, okay,
yeah, this will be a Naruto pod.
This will be a Naruto pod. Yeah. It's just like,
which is a freestyle for us, you know, for me, because you know we're the world. Honestly, actually, I got my degree in Narutoology the other day. It's crazy. You know, I worked so hard on my thesis.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ricky got a PhD. I'm still working on my master's.
Nah, you definitely got a master's at least. You be bringing up points to me that like I ignore.
Nah, it's just crazy when I'm thinking about Naruto and people like, just, you ever like when you're going back and you talk about Naruto and you think about like there's just so much stuff in Naruto to forget.
Yeah, it's a lot of things to forget. Just little things that matter. Like Naruto has a bridge named after him.
Yeah. Like stuff like that you completely forget. And then if you think about like that, there's this specific part, and I don't know if it was just me in particular that I was starting to lose interest around this time or something, but like if you think about that period of time where Naruto is being held to master the Nine Tails in the spot, you know, and they're not
on the island, on like the Turtle Island,
like that, like gap of like 100 episodes, so much of what happens there is such a fucking blur to me.
Yeah, you know, I don't blame you. It's like you totally forget Naruto has some moment where he's just talking to the dark side and has to face it. Like that's very inconsequential in
the and world. It's not it's not just that part that's such a blur to me. It's like anything that happened around that time.
You don't remember Kisame dying?
If you think about it, like I think about Mike Guy and Kisame fighting, but like it's just all the other like little details about what's going on. Like I feel like Naruto's pacing of when he gets his powers from that point on just moves so fucking fast.
Yeah. No, it just goes from like, you know, he'll hold a form for like maybe 10 episodes or so,
and it's just another one. Yo, it's just back to back to back to back, and just when you get used to it. And the guy decides, like, okay, also,
like each new opening had a new, like,
a new power. A new form. It's like, fuck the tails. We're past the tails.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so that's my thoughts on that. I actually kind of want to, like, you know, let's end it here.
I feel like we can stop it here. I think we got a good chunk in.
Yeah,
we talked about all that stuff. I got a lot of stuff that was weighing heavy on my chest, my chest.
Whenever you need a vent, you know, we'll have a freestyle pod about it. You know, let the audience be your therapist, because
we need. And honestly, I held back a lot about Promised Neverland. It's like, you know that meme where it's like, my disappointment is immeasurable. Like,
yeah. Like, I can imagine. Like, and you don't get really disappointed too much. Like,
I know, bro. I was just like, yo. It's immeasurable.
Yeah, I feel real bad about that, because it's like, no, like I'll scope it. So, you know, this dude, call, I don't know if you call him, but you text me and be like, you need to watch this. Like,
It's like
it's so good, you know. And so I wish I made you watch Made of Abyss instead of Erased for like my child trade off, because you would like Made of Abyss more.
I really like the Erased though.
No, Erased is excellent. But yeah, anyway, I'm gonna call it a night. You know, follow us at the OG Fanboys on Instagram and Twitter, email us at OGFanboy@gmail.com. That'll be well.
Peace.